It's Thursday, April 23rd, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christian human rights activist Mary Fatima Mohammadi was recently sentenced to 3 months in prison in Iran along with a flogging of 10 lashes. Authorities arrested Mary for protesting after Iran shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane in January. Mary said she has already suffered, quote, many types of torture and 46 days in jail for her protest against the slaughter of human beings, end quote. Please pray for Mary and all the Christians in Iran, ranked as the 9th worst nation for the persecution of Christians, according to Open Doors. Hebrews 13, verse 3 says, remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also. On April 9th, the International Planned Parenthood Federation reported 5,633 abortion mills have closed because of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, and 23 more have reduced the ability to murder unborn babies. Most of the closures were in South Asia. Thankfully, the report from the murder giant anticipates that they will not be able to reopen many of these closed abortion mills. Not surprisingly, the report did not mention the many lives of babies that would be saved due to the closures. China's coronavirus outbreak is expected to send the world's second biggest economy into decline for the first time since 1992. Reuters polled analysts who expect China's gross domestic product to have shrunk by 6.5% between January and March of 2020, reversing a 6% growth in the previous quarter. China releases their official first quarter GDP data on Friday. During a press briefing on Saturday, President Donald Trump expressed his concern that Christians are not treated fairly, especially during the coronavirus outbreak response.
I am somebody that believes in faith, and it matters not what your faith is, but our politicians seem to treat different faiths very differently. I don't know what happened with our country, but the Christian faith is treated much differently than it was, and I think it's treated very unfairly.
Trump's comments come after numerous churches have filed lawsuits over local social distancing policies that ban worship services. President Trump signed an executive order yesterday limiting immigration and temporarily suspending new green cards during the coronavirus outbreak. The order lasts for 60 days. Trump said the goal was to protect American workers and for unemployed Americans of all backgrounds to be first in line for jobs as the economy reopens. The $349 billion U.S.